2001 will go down as a lousy year for the economy. One area has held up surprisingly well, and that's housing. Except for a brief decline immediately after September 11th, home sales in much of the country remained strong last year. Low mortgage rates stimulated demand for both new and used homes. Home prices outpaced inflation, with the average new home in the U.S. now selling for more than $200,000. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Suburban Loudoun County, Virginia, typifies what has been the strength of the nation's housing market. At a development called Potomac Station, new homes rise from former farm fields. Once home to only a few cows, this area is now a suburb of Washington, D.C., and has seen a building boom over the past decade. Townhouses and single-family homes, many with two-car garages, four bedrooms, and 2.5 baths, dot the landscape as workers lay foundations and nail up wooden framing.
Right in front of us here, they're pouring concrete for the garage parking pad. And, they'll finish that up and skim it down, get a good finish on it, and be on to the next one.
Tim Bates is with Washington Homes, part of Kehovanian, one of the nation's largest home builders. He says townhouses like the ones being put up here typically take 3 to 4 months to complete and will sell for well over $200,000. For many people, they have become the new starter home. They're a lot more affordable than the so-called mini mansions some builders are churning out. And Bates says the fact these homes are being built farther out in the country doesn't seem to be deterring buyers.
We're right now standing near Leesburg, Virginia. As many as 8-9 years ago, you would have seen mostly farmland out here. But the demand is so strong right now in Loudoun County. We're fortunate to have a very strong job base, good employment centers, the Dulles Corridor, the airport, government, and demand remains strong. I mean, even with the events of September 11th, just saw a minor dip in sales for a week or so, and they've been back gangbusters since.
This pattern of development away from what were once main population centers isn't unique to this area of the country. Roughly 80% of all new homes built in recent years have been constructed in the suburbs. When Washington Homes finishes this development, it will move to Charlestown, West Virginia, where it has found another parcel of relatively inexpensive property to develop. Peter Miller has written over 6 real estate books and now runs his own website. He says when you're in the home building business, you are always looking for the next growth area.
Builders often stockpile property and options to develop property years in advance, because what they're looking at is the pattern of future growth. In other words, if you have a community and everybody's moving to the north, that's great. And it's, let's say they're moving out, say, 3 miles north of town. Builders are going to look at that and they're going to say, well, gee, in a couple of years, maybe they'll be 4 or 5 miles north of town. So that's where we're going to build and acquire options.
Another reason people are moving farther out is that the new homes are simply bigger than what's available in many cases in the closer-in suburbs. Bill Lucy is a professor at the University of Virginia with the school's Department of Urban and Environmental Planning. He says in 1950, the average new home was around 1,100 square feet. Now it's nearly double that. He says for builders and for buyers alike, it has also often been less expensive to look outside the cities.
There are environmental problems with some sites. There are, of course, issues about crime and schools in some sites. And then there also is opposition from neighbors to development of many sites. And that's all of those are reasons why, from the developer's point of view, it's often more convenient and easier and more profitable and more reliable and less risky to build farther out.
Normally in a recession, housing suffers. But for a variety of reasons, that hasn't happened.
This time, it seems not only is it not faltering, but at least in the near term, it seems to be shoring up the rest of the economy.
Nick Ritsinas is director of the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard. He says low mortgage rates, coupled with the fact more people are now entering their peak earning years, has helped to keep housing strong. He also says recent immigrants who are now ready to buy their first homes have also helped to drive the market.
So many immigrants came to this country in the 1990s, and they came as they were young, that they're now entering prime home buying age. It is that period, 25 to 34, that is the period of most home buying. So even if we literally close the doors today, which we're not going to do, but literally, the immigrants who are now here are really going to be entering the market sort of full force over the next 5 to 10 years.
Around 2/3 of Americans now own their own homes, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. That's a higher level of home ownership than at any time in history. While mortgage rates have been going up in recent weeks, so far home buyers seem unfazed. They continue to apply for mortgage loans in record numbers. Michael Carliner, chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders, says while that may change, he also doesn't expect the bottom to drop out of the housing market anytime soon.
I think we will see some slowing, particularly because mortgage rates are no longer falling. But I think it suggests that people are still fairly confident about the long-term prospects for the economy and for themselves personally.
Back in Northern Virginia, there seems to be little reason to believe the market for homes will weaken anytime soon. Developers, helped by warmer weather, have been able to extend their building season. Washington Homes expects to have 1,500 to 1,600 new homes completed by midwinter. Almost all of them already have buyers. Jack Spear, NPR News, Leesburg, Virginia.